Thank you, Mr. Chair. Nigeria aligns itself with the statement delivered by Indonesia on behalf of NAM, and I wish to make the following remarks in my national capacity. Mr. Chair, my delegation reiterates that nuclear weapons remain the principal threat to humanity, and their total elimination is a major boost to regional and global peace and security. We need to work assiduously to eliminate these dangerous weapons for a more purposeful economic and political development. There is more to gain if we all abide by Article 4 of the NPT on the inalienable right to peaceful research, production, and uses of nuclear energy for peaceful purposes without any form of discrimination. On this note, Nigeria would like to once again underscore the uniqueness and importance of the NPT as an important cornerstone in global peace and security. The cardinal principle on NPT that grants state party the right to pursue the use of nuclear energy application for their developmental aspiration make the treaty an enduring and relevant instrument. It is pertinent to state that many developing countries, including Nigeria, in recent years, are embracing nuclear technology to meet their developmental ambitions in human and animal health, water conservation, agriculture, power generation, among others. Indeed, peaceful uses are the only legitimate way the potential of nuclear technology should be applied. My delegation underscored the importance of the continued respect of the inalienable right to peaceful uses of nuclear energy and wishes to ally the valuable role of the International Atomic Energy Agency in providing technical support and cooperation, as well as maximizing the use of science and technology for socio-economic development to member states. On this note, Nigeria urges IAEA to continue its technical assistance to member states, particularly developing countries, on peaceful uses of nuclear energy in the area of generating electricity, protecting human health, water management, and safeguarding the environment. We also acknowledge the huge level of support from various member states and donors on the peaceful uses of nuclear energy. However, the gap which still exists could only be filled by concerted effort toward more technology transfer and accelerated programs of capacity building and cooperation. Mr. Chair, while we applaud the IAEA for its assistance and contribution to the focus of the peaceful uses of nuclear science and technology in Africa, specifically in the area of food and agriculture, human health and nutrition, radiation safety, and human resources development, my delegation called for deepened collaborative efforts with Nigeria on the treatment of cancer and energy to generate electricity. Nigeria also believed that nuclear science and technology could play an important role as states strive to actualize the targets of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Accordingly, we urge all states to do their utmost best to ensure that access to the benefits made available by peaceful uses of nuclear energy are enlarged to the greatest extent possible. Nuclear energy is clean, viable, and climate friendly. Recalling the 2015 landmark Paris Agreement on climate change, we urge more cooperation in enabling access to nuclear energy in the energy mix of interested countries. This will conform not only with the relevant article of the NPT, but also further the commitment of state party to the Paris Agreement. In conclusion, Mr. Chair, disarmament and non-proliferation are both important tools to rid the world of nuclear weapon and thus guarantee security. However, it is the peaceful uses pillar that possesses the inherent capability to accelerate development and global prosperity, thus guarantee human social economy, security, and development. Nigeria hopes that this preparatory conference will reset the tone that will lead to clean, concrete measures that further preserve, facilitate the right of states to peaceful uses of nuclear energy. I thank you all.